From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now for a murder mystery. The victims in this case are not humans, but they are revered by many humans. The weapon? Well, the weapon is an ordinary, usually non-lethal object. And the perpetrator? Well, that's the fascinating part. Our correspondent, Robert Krolwich, tells the tale from India.
Everybody tells you this, but when you see it with your own eyes, it's so weird. In almost any city in India, you can go to the busiest intersection with cabs and cars, sedans, rickshaws, people rushing about, and there, right in the middle of a six-lane thoroughfare, looking like she's in an alfalfa field, you will see a cow, or sometimes several cows.
Every city, they have sort of cattle population.
And these city cows, says Sunil Pandey, an environmental researcher in Delhi, they have owners who take them from a shed in the morning and then leave them in the city street.
It's so strange to imagine sending your cow out into the middle of a highway to have lunch.
Yes, this is true.
And the reason, of course, is that cows are revered in India. They are, say the Hindus, the mother of us all. So you can never, ever eat a cow or kill a cow.
Not at all. It is totally banned. Cow slaughter is totally banned in India.
Which is why, says journalist Subhash Mishra, it was such a shock to discover that city cows were suddenly and mysteriously dying all over India. The story began in 2000 in the city of Lucknow, where a police chief, a religious Hindu, reported a surprising increase in street cow deaths.
15 to 20 cows in a month in a city
Lucknow,
exactly.
And that hadn't happened before.
Or at least that had not happened.
So the police chief ordered a bunch of very sick cows who were near death to be taken to the hospital.
There they were operated upon.
Did they open up the tummy of the cow?
Yeah, exactly.
And when they looked inside to see what was going on, what they found were plastic bags.
Many bags.
Like a dozen or 12, 15?
More than 50, 60 bags.
60 bags?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. In some cows, they found pounds and pounds of plastic. So apparently what was happening is so many plastic bags were being thrown onto the streets, and then the cows would come along.
They search for the food, right?
Right, and then this grocer says they'd see a bag, maybe with a little bit of mango showing.
They see the food inside.
Right, and they'd want the mango.
So they're so much hungry, they're too much hungry.
So instead of just eating the mango, they would eat the bag too. And if a cow eats bag after bag after bag after bag, the plastic blocks up its stomach and the cows starve. Now, in a Hindu country, killing cows, even with trash, is a national scandal.
It was, yeah. I mean, the cow in India, having the imagery that it does,
led to a wide movement to ban plastic bags, says teacher Leon Morenas. That so frightened the plastic industry in India, they quickly came up with an alternate solution. Why not, instead of banning plastic, let's make plastic thicker? Not that the cow would know.
That is an animal. They don't know what is in good quality and what is in bad quality.
Right, but the people who recycle the trash, they would know the difference. And there is a group of garbage collectors in India called rag pickers.
They are normally young children.
And they look through garbage and they sell the valuable stuff.
And it's normally sold by weight, and that's how they make a living.
So if plastic bags weighed more, rag pickers would make more money picking bags off the street, and that's why India's parliament passed a law that bans only very, very skinny plastic bags. The cutoff point is 20 microns. Any plastic bag 20 microns or less, banned. There's only one problem.
Do you know what a micron is or looks like?
Nah. I have no clue.
Neither do I. And I go to college. Leon went to college. A lot of people in India can't read or write, so maybe what they did was put a picture of a smiling cow or something on the good bags that says, this is an okay bag. So to find out, we went to the corner grocers and we looked.
Can you see anything?
No.
Anywhere?
Not at all.
There's no label. There's nothing.
So why not put a label on these things? I asked plastics expert Sunil Pandey.
Yeah, that makes life easier. But somehow, In the rules, this was not mentioned that bag should also be labeled.
And while the law did say that police should get some kind of micron detector to enforce the rules,
because of lack of funding, lack of finances, this was not done.
So instead, grocers make the rules in India. This grocer, Yash Gupta Desai, says other groceries in the neighborhood, they sell skinny plastic, he calls them polythenes.
Those are cheap quality polythenes.
Oh,
cheap quality.
Is this a better quality?
This is better quality. That's why it is
cow resistant.
That's why we keep the best quality polythene so that it doesn't smell.
This is the best quality? It's not the best. Look at this.
I took a bag and it was so thin. I said to Leon, you know, anybody could poke a hole in this.
You want to see me?
Good. Go ahead. Let's see.
Here, you hold it in your hand.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Get set.
Easy.
You went through it.
Right through it.
And though it is still against the law to make very thin plastic bags, it turns out, according to Sunil Pandey's researchers,
to our surprise, we found that those bags are still manufactured.
So they still make them, and they still sell them, and there are more of them.
No one really cares anymore. Everything's given to you in plastic. Yeah.
Which gets us back finally to our cows. After 8 years, when you inquire at the Goshalas, India has retirement homes for cows?
These huge kind of orphanages for old cows.
Yeah. And old cows live with other old cows?
Yeah.
And when journalist Subhash Mishra asked how many cows are dying these days in Lucknow, he was told...
Number has gone up as compared to 8-10 years back. Cows are still dying in the urban areas. They are still eating up plastic bags. They are depending on urban garbage.
So what exactly has been accomplished here? The plastic industry made a law and then ignored it.
Yeah.
People got upset, but then they lost interest.
Yeah.
And then the cows keep dying.
Yeah.
Whew. So...
Well, but
I don't know if anything's happened.
Well, but that's pretty much the case in India. Let's be honest about it. There's a little bit of hue and cry in the beginning, and then...
And then, like everywhere else in the world, you discover that what people say, that's one thing. But what they do, that's often a very different thing. Robert Krulwich, NPR News.